where the Lord sometimes tells me things and says, I don't want you to tell anybody else this. This is only between me and you. You can tell your wife, but don't tell anybody else. You know, it's become a very intimate relationship. Do you have experiences like that? Where you feel broken and you just feel like John the Apostle fell down into the Lord's feet as a dead man. I've had experiences like that many times. Lord, you're so wonderful. It's that daily devotion to Christ that's the mark of being constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. If that's not there, my brother, sister, all your Christianity is just a ritual. Can get boring after a while. My Christianity is not boring. It's never boring. Even the accidents that have along the way. I was once riding my scooter in Bangalore, in India. And I'll never forget this incident. It happened in August 1993. And it was 22 years ago. And I was about to cross the railroad crossing. And they have those bars across either side of the railway line. And they're operated manually in India. You know, somebody sits in a booth there and raises these one by one. So, this man had raised one. I think he was a new guy over there, not very familiar with the technique. He raised one bar and I went through. I was the first person in line and I went through. And he had raised the other one but then suddenly lowered it. I don't know whether he suddenly realized the train was coming or something. And I went bang into it and fell off the scooter and hit my head on the railway track and I was unconscious. Till today I don't know how long I lay there because I don't know anybody else who saw me. And I don't know how much later I came to, but when I came to my senses, I saw my moped, the two-wheel moped was standing up there. Somebody had put it on the stand and I was wondering what happened. I was all shaken. And my shoulder was dislocated and I had a crack in my skull. Anyway, I was pulled up before any train came by and I was, I was alive. And I went to the hospital. And Santosh was there at that time. He drove me to the hospital. That's how I discovered there was a crack in my skull. And I said, Lord, I have not finished saying thank you to you for dying for me. You've got to give me a few more years to say thank you to you for dying for me. He's given me 22 more years. I want all my life and my service to be like that. I don't want any reward. I don't take any pay for my services anywhere. In any church. I say, Lord, I live very simply. I don't need any money. What I get is more than enough for me. If people give something, it goes to the church and the ministry to the poor people in India. God takes care of me, but I will not serve you for money. Never. It's out of love. What would you think of a wife? I am the Lord's wife. I am. That's my relationship. And like I said the other day, I'll never forget that he waited 19 and a half years at the wedding altar for me to come. Any other bridegroom would have walked away earlier. And I'll never want to forget that till my dying day, that he waited for me. And so, what would you think of a wife who serves her husband if he'll bring flowers for her or buy clothes for her? That's a pathetic marriage relationship. A real marriage is one where bride wants nothing. My wife and I had a very happy relationship. She's never asked me to buy clothes for her. These expensive clothes so many wants. It's not what I... My relationship's like that's not with her. We live with what we have and buy with whatever little we have, whatever we need. It's like that, my relationship with the Lord. I want to ask all of you, is your relationship with Jesus Christ like that? That's how the fullness of the Spirit, that's the difference it made in my life. And I want to share a revelation that God gave me, which many of you have heard me on before. I've mentioned it and I never get tired of saying it. Because I think of that song, He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them His very own. He took my sins and my sorrows and He made them His very own. And He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How shall I respond? How marvelous. How wonderful is His love for a sinner like me. And when with the ransomed in glory, that day is coming soon, His face I at last shall see. 'Twill be my joy through the ages to sing of His love for me. That's all. I don't want any mansions in heaven. Now, other people are looking for that. What will I do with a 14-bedroom mansion in heaven? You can have it. What will I do with crowns on my head? I'll throw them all at the feet of Jesus. I don't want any of these things. I'm not looking for these things. To tell you honestly, I'm not waiting to go to heaven. I'm not waiting to be with Jesus. A lot of people are waiting to go to heaven. I'm not. I told the Lord, I'd be happy to go to hell if you're there. Because it will become heaven for me. Is it like that for you? That's what the fullness of the Spirit did to me. I never get tired of serving the Lord. Because it's a love relationship. I read a verse in Genesis in chapter 29. And verse 20. You know, when Jacob fell in love with Rachel, Laban's daughter, he said, I want to marry her. And Laban said, you got to work for 7 years to get her. Imagine that, working 7 years to get a girl. Would you do that? Jacob loved her so much. But the thing that came home to me in Genesis 29:20 was, I read this as a very young man when I was about 20 years old. Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and it seemed unto him but a few days because of the love he had for her. And I said, Lord Jesus, if a man can serve 7 years for a girl, and it seems like a few days, how should I serve you? I said, Lord, I'll serve you. I said this when I was 20, more than 55 years ago. I said, Lord, I'll serve you all my life and it'll only be like a few days. Now I say after 55 years or 56 years, it has been like a few days for me. I'm ready to serve the Lord another 56 years. It's not money. I never wanted money from God. It's love. There are things people will do for love they'll never do for anything else. And if your Christian life is not satisfying, exciting. My life is extremely satisfying and exciting. I'm not pretending at all. I say before God, the joy of the Lord fills my heart when I serve Him. It's because it's a love relationship. The Spirit of God flooded my heart with love. Sometimes I lie in my bed and I say, Lord, you can take away everything from my life. You can paralyze me. You can take away my ability to speak that I'll never preach again. Paralyze my hands that I'll never write another book again. I'll never be able to travel. I lie in this bed and I'll be a worshiper. Because that's what I'm going to do for eternity in any case. I'll worship you and love you with all my heart. That can't be stopped by paralysis or anything. I'm not a servant primarily. I'm a worshiper.